today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We hope everyone is home, safe. I know maybe by this time some may be getting back to work, and I hope you can. I know things are beginning to settle down a little bit. I'm anxious to get back to church, and I hope you are too. Today we're going to be in the book of Psalm 1. I hope you'll join us there as we open the Scripture and consider His Word. While you're looking up your place in the Bible, I'd like to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. And I'd love for you to go and visit the website. There are a number of things you'll find there, a number of resources, a little bit about our ministry here. There's also a place where you can click on that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. If you'd go to the website, again, considerhisword.org, find that little tab that says Contact Us, and send me a note. Let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today. And if you write to us, if you give us an address, we would be glad to send you one of our little prayer journals. We've sent out many of these, and we'd love to get one out to you as well. So write to us. Contact us through the website if you want. You can just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. But I'll tell you what, most of the requests we get come through the regular mail. Not sure why that is, but it's the truth. Most of the responses we get come through the regular mail. Many people send us a little offering to help with the paying for these broadcasts. And so I hope you'd pray about that as well. But really the important thing is that we hear from you. So send us a note. The address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Today, our Bible study is actually the second part of a study we began last week. And if you'd like to hear that first Bible study, you can go to the website, again, at Consider His Word. .org and find there the part one of this broadcast. And it'd be important for you to go and listen to that if you're able to. We've been looking at Psalm 1 and a contrast between the righteous and the ungodly. A person who is living for the Lord and following the Lord and trusting the Lord, and contrast against the one who is not. And last week we took time to look at the ungodly and some of those characteristics. I want to go ahead and read the psalm first, and we'll review just a little bit. I don't want to spend a lot of time doing that. And we want today to especially look at the righteous and what the Bible says about him. So let's read the scripture, Psalm 1. The Bible says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." In this contrast we were talking about, I want you to notice the first word and the last word of this psalm. It begins with, "Blessed is the man." It ends with, "The ungodly shall perish." And so we have the one who is blessed. We have the ungodly. The Bible here also refers to him as the righteous. In verse 6, he says, "The Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." And so we see the contrast of the ungodly and of the righteous. Last week, we particularly looked at the ungodly in the first couple of verses, where the scripture says that he follows the counsel of the world, where he stands in the way or goes along with sinners, where he sits in the seat of the scornful and mocks those who are trying to live for the Lord. I know many people, when they get saved and they go back to their old friends and try to tell them, that they begin to mock them. You know, it happened to me when I began following the Lord and trusting the Lord and getting back into church. I was hanging out with some guys, and we'd go out on Friday night and party, and this is many, many years ago. And so I began to witness to them, and sadly, they just laughed at me. They thought maybe I was joking with them and telling a joke. And so my testimony was pretty much worthless with these guys until they saw me living it in my life. I quit hanging out with those guys. I quit going out to partying with them. Instead, we had a little get-together on Friday nights after the football game called the Fifth Quarter. And those were always so much fun. I would go and hang out with the Christian young people and begin to learn the scripture. But I'll never forget when people laughed at me and mocked me for trying to take a stand for Christ. So it happens, and I'm sure it still happens today. I see it happen in our ministry here, that when somebody comes to Christ and they begin to try to live for the Lord, that their friends begin to mock them and to tease them, to call them names. And if it happens to you, I want to encourage you, just keep your eye on the Savior, looking unto Jesus, the Bible says, the author and finisher of our faith. Just keep your eyes on him. Remember this psalm, what it says about them, and pray for them that they would come to know the Lord. So he said that the ungodly shall perish. We're going to get to that a little bit later about the consequences of these two kind of lifestyles. But what I want to do today is take a few minutes to look at the righteous. He says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night." Notice when it talks about the blessed one, or this righteous person, that it says what they do not do. They do not listen to the counsel of the world. They do not hang out with the sinners and follow them and do what they do. And they do not sit in the seat of the scornful. He says they don't do all of these things, but here are the things that he does do. The righteous, he says, is his delight is in the law of the Lord. Now, I want to explain something real quick. When I talk about the righteous, I don't mean that it's a perfect person, but someone that has come to Christ. When we get saved, God makes us righteous in his sight. The blood of Christ washes away our sin, and we stand before God whole. The scripture says in Romans 5:1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God." We are made right with God. The word justified means to be made right with God. We're made right with God by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the righteous is not a goody two-shoes. It's somebody who's trying to live for the Lord. Now, they're trying to do right, trying to live right, obeying the scripture, trusting the Lord. But, you know, they'll fall and they'll fail. So I don't want you to think that it's a perfect person. It happens, and God opens the door. He said that if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But let's look at a couple of his characteristics. First of all, he says he delights in the word of God. To delight means he takes pleasure in the word of God. You know, when you go to church and you listen to the word of God, many people think that it's crazy that you would sit there and listen to somebody teach the word of God and preach the word of God, and they just don't get it. The Bible says that the preaching of the word of God is foolishness to those who are not saved. And so his delight, his takes pleasure, he said, the scripture says, in the law of the Lord. Now, at this time, when David wrote the Psalms, that's all that they had was the law, was the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. I'll get it right in a minute. They had those five books, and they loved to study them and know them, memorized much of the Old Testament and much. But when we think of the law of the Lord today, we think of the whole Word of God. And I believe that we are not mistaken when we look at it that way. His delight, he said, was in the law of the Lord. His delight is in the Word of God. His delight is in finding the things of the Word of God and studying the Word of God. I want you to notice that his delight, he takes pleasure in the Word. He said, and in his law does he meditate day and night. To meditate in the Word of God means to ponder it, to sit back and to think about it, and to examine it, to study it. And we find many places in Scripture where it tells us that we ought to meditate on the Word of God. I want you to understand what I mean, meditate. I don't mean to kind of zone out, but I mean to take a passage of Scripture and examine it. See how it applies to your life. What does it mean in its context and the time that it was written? And how can it apply to you now? How can it change your life? When he talks about meditating on the Word of God, he's talking about to ponder it and to study it. How many times do we just read the Word of God and set the Bible down and feel like we've done our duty and we walk away and can't remember a thing that we read? Hate to admit it, but I've been there. I've done that. And I try not to do that. I try to take some time to pray about what I'm reading. And I'll read a passage of Scripture or read a chapter of the Bible or whatever is before me that day. And then I'll take a few moments and ponder that passage of Scripture. And how does it apply to me now? How can it affect my life? Now notice, this is the godly person. He loves to hear the Word of God. His delight, he said, is in the law of God. His delight is in the Word of God. Now, not in the world's wisdom, not in philosophy, but in the Word of God. And I hope you'll take time as you read the Scripture to think about what you're reading. That's why we call this program, Consider His Word. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week when we once again open the Scripture and consider His Word.
His Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
Consider His Word.